so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, your face.
Okay, we are back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Sheinberg. I was going to go sing along with Shut Up of Your Face, but I thought I'd spare you guys that performance. Jim Sheinberg is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hi there, Bruce.
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
We're talking about heroes.
I'm in Sacramento today.
Oh, you are in Sacramento. Are you going to be talking to our governor and trying to tell him how to fix our debt, I hope?
Yeah, talk about teachable moments, right? We've got plenty of them in the financial world these days, don't we?
We certainly do, and California leads the way when it comes to states mishandling of finances, that's for sure.
No question.
We talked on the break, you and I, about heroes, which of course is the topic, and you very wisely observed that there are just as many teachable moments with financial heroes and villains, so to speak, or embarrassments, as there are with the other teachable moments of a Charlie Sheen or a Paris Hilton. And I thought I'd let you start that dialogue because you came up with it.
Well, I mean, from your article, obviously, any time that you can point to main media items and especially the personalities that go with it and try and instill good values, good habits in your kids, it's a great opportunity. And obviously, the Charlie Sheens and the Paris Hiltons of the world might be an easy topic to do that with. But what about the Bernie Madoffs of the world?
And his son, I might add. We're talking about a father-son in that case, or a father and sons.
Exactly, exactly. And so, all too often, a big topic like that will go by, and a parent will maybe look at their kids and say, well, he, A, has no interest in this, and B, may not even have any awareness around it. But what a great opportunity to sit down and talk to your children about ethics, because, of course, these are conundrums that they're going to face as they go into the business world. You know, it doesn't have to be as grandiose of a thing as embezzling $50 billion, but, you can certainly use that as an opportunity to talk about the temptations that they may face to take shortcuts in life and bring them into that kind of a conversation.
Yes, the no free lunch conversation is one that I think is incredibly important for parents, because I know as a father that I hear so often that it's not fair from my kids, and I'm sorry, life's not fair, and there is no free lunch, and a Bernie Madoff is a more, for the kids, an obscure choice, but then you have the bigger name celebrities that have done things that have gotten them in trouble, like Wesley Snipes or Willie Nelson, and I think they could be even better examples in some ways for our kids rather than somebody whose name they can't pronounce or they never heard of.
Well, I'm not so certain that you're going to get your children to relate to Willie Nelson, but Wesley Snipes,
he crosses every generation. Excuse me, have you ever been to a Willie Nelson concert?
And I haven't, and I'm 41, so there's your case in point right
No,
there.
That's just because you don't appreciate and respect country music like I do.
That's true. But I do, as you know, I did have a dog, so that qualified me for like one quarter of the topics of most country songs, so that I was able to relate to that. But in all seriousness, I mean, here's a perfect example of, especially children these days are absolutely barraged with these images in music videos of living excessively. And you've got sports celebrities that you hear about from time to time who have these extravagant lifestyles and then, of course, end up broke. And no better example is Wesley Snipes. I mean, here was an incredibly prolific entertainment star for multi-decades. How does a man like that end up not just broke, but literally in debt for millions and millions of dollars and then loses his freedom? And if you can't take that particular, I'm sure most people, and maybe we're a little further along the timeline now, but I'm sure most people who have kids today had, you know, times where their kids went to a Wesley Snipes movie, maybe one of the Blade series, and they really, really liked him, and they looked up to him. And if you can't tie that back in and talk to people about living within your means, budgets, responsibility, paying your taxes, you're missing a golden opportunity.
I think that is really wise. That's very, very smart, because they just think by watching these celebrities that it grows on trees and that it's never going to run out. And the idea that you could end up broke after making these millions of dollars is a fabulous parenting lesson.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Same thing applies. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
No, not at all, Bruce. I mean, there's lessons that we can learn from that. So it's, you know, we always, especially on your show, because it's, you know, it's family oriented. We really look at delivering messages, or you'd look at delivering messages from one generation to the next a lot. But further to that, I mean, look at these opportunities for us to be introspective and see the parallels in our own lives and the way our own families are running. You could just as easily take a look and see how the little bits of Wesley Snipes' situation might fall into a particular household, you know, on a personal level. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a, you know, a teachable moment for your kids. It might be a good eye-opener as to the way that some of your listeners are budgeting or not budgeting with inside their lives.
Well said. Well said. Before we run out of time, I do want to remind our audience that Jim puts out a newsletter that is of great value, and it covers very much the ups and downs of the financial world. Please remind our listeners where and how they could get that, Jim.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we are finishing editing our spring version right now as we speak. Just send us an email. Put something along the lines of newsletter, or sign me up for your newsletter in the subject line, and send it to info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, pier, as in fishing pier, .com. Starting to sound like you, Bruce.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Maybe you could host a radio show someday. I would actually just like to end this segment, because we're almost out of time, just with you sharing a little bit more of who your heroes have been, whether they relate to the financial world or others. Just, I'm curious, and I think our readers, our listeners are too.
Well, in the financial world, I was actually always really, really inspired by Benjamin Graham, who is the father of value investing. It's basically an analysis methodology that was formed in the 20s and the 30s and is ever true today and will always be true. And basically what it does is it just looks at the intrinsic value of something and takes away the emotion and the popularity contest that is today. And when
okay, now that you've bored me and put me to sleep, tell me about a hero that I might actually be interested in hearing about.
Well, Bruce, as you know, I'm an avid Chicago sports fan, and so I have to go with the trifecta of Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, and Ryan Sandberg. But Walter Payton, sweetness himself, was never, I mean, talk about the antithesis of the Michael Vick image in your article.
Mm-hmm.
Never was there a man who was more a gentleman and an ambassador to the sport, both on and off the field, than Walter Payton, number 34 for the Chicago Bears.
Well said, and I am going to let you go on that heartening reminder of a real hero. Look forward to talking with you next week. It's always a pleasure to have you on the air, Jim. Thank you very much for joining us for Family Financial Matters.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, it's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in sun. This is The Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view.
And I'm crazy for love.